Damn, what did happen on Empire? Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. I can't think right now.
I just remember something about the lion and the homie.
Don't do me. Don't do me. You hear that?
Yeah. I just saw from the preview that the police. Biz, did you watch it?
I did, but I don't really.
See, you know what that means? It wasn't that damn good if nobody remembers.
No, you're a goddamn lie. That show was good last week because they found out.
I know
how
to hit the flow, okay? Ask me one.
No.
We know you remember everything with your boo thing in it. We know.
Okay, so last episode, for those that missed it, I think the detective that's investigating Bunky murder or whatever, like the homeless man was able to identify Terrence Howard as the killer. Not only that, but Cookies that play that is the character is played by Taraji P. Like she met up with her, I think it was like the FBI, the feds, because she had to confess. So it's like a twist to that because I don't know.
She is.
And I really, so that's why you can't just say what happened on the show because it's like, I don't know, because I'm still like question marks with like a lot.
Going on?
Yeah, because it's still unwinding. But the thing is that stood out to a lot of people during the show was when they had the family dinner and she kind of threw Terrence Howard's girlfriend. What's her name? Kiki, Candy, Nikki, what's her name?
Boo Boo Kitty. The little bitch.
Boo Boo Kitty, that's her name. Boo Boo Kitty under the bus because she was like, and Lord, please, you know, what she saying? And forgive the hoes that's trying to send out people to spy on me or something like that. I think that was like the most watched. Everybody was talking about that. So, but it's a good show. I can't wait. I can't wait till tomorrow. And then, of course, we all know Scandal is back. Scandal is back. Scandal is back. What is coming on Thursday, please? Make sure, Scandal, you watch Scandal. You watch Grey's Anatomy. You watch, what's the other one? How to Get Away with Murder. That's the TGIT. Thank God it's Thursday. So you got something to look forward to on Wednesday and Thursday.
To make you hold you off until Friday.
Yeah.
I haven't watched not one episode of Scandal. Do forgive
what?
Me.
Girl, you play too much.
Oh, girl, please.
I have not.
Around.
Then I wanted to watch it, but I was like, I'm too many seasons behind to be stuck on the computer. Like,
One day, go sit down when you just got some free time. It'll probably take you a day, two or three. And just catch on up, girl. You'll be all right. Because you can't just jump in at the season that it's at now because it's so much. Yeah. So much lost information. Nothing we have their little history and all that.
Yeah.
You've been like, what?
I'm the same way with, what's Tyler Perry's show? The Haves and the Have Nots? I miss too much. Can't get into that one either.
Yeah, but see, on that show, for some reason, she keeping the president hostage. I don't know what's going on. Because she lied about being pregnant.
About brother,
she wasn't pregnant.
I think it's something about going on. Her brother, so I don't even know because there's so much on that show. It's like way too much going on.
It's a soap opera, that's why.
Yeah, it is.
It's a New Day soap opera.
Very
true.
That's true.
Speaking of soap operas, that damn Victor Newman being on the soap opera forever. Girl, I remember him when I was like a kid at my grandma's house.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, damn, if I don't know nobody else, everybody's been on there. Victor Newman. Usher, Maya, Warren's daughter, everybody is gone. Victor Newman is still there. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Oh,
I can never read
it. Did anybody watch Love and Hip Hop yesterday?
You know, I just stopped watching that stuff like that. I just watch it if somebody else is watching it, but I'm not just like, oh, I'm going to go watch it.
Yeah, I watch it strictly for the show because
I did too.
I can't take that shit. Like, it's just getting dumber by the minute. That damn Erica, she needs too much attention. And I don't understand people like that who just need the entire world to revolve around them. It's not even funny. Like, you can tell some of the stuff she does is scripted. I will say that I do feel like Yandy and Medici. Is that her name?
Yeah,
them too. But it's how his whole his son's mother is trying to come and take the child. I mean, I can understand his wrath behind that because he, like, you know, when I was in jail, you wasn't trying to get him. And now that I'm out of jail, now you want to take my son. Like, you should have been stepping up before, which that's pretty fucking stupid to me. If anything, you let your child be with, you know, his stepmom full time, and you was doing your own thing, but now both of the parents are back. Now you want him. That doesn't make sense.
She's
like, I'm going to take you to court. Really? Really? Really?
She's going to lose custody. You ain't got money, good.
But I think that's like
wrong,
really,
but
it's selfish. It's selfish to the child because that's who he's attached to. That's what he knows. He doesn't know her
that's
like that.
That's another topic,
I mean,
now.
He knows that that's his mother, but he doesn't know her like he knows his dad and Yandy because that's who's raising him, like, on a day-to-day basis. And I don't think
that's another topic we can
him.
Discuss for another show as far as the whole men going to court and stuff, but, you know, women and their wretchedness.
But why you, okay, so kind of like, they always say, like, the baby mama drama. So this is what it is. It's going to turn into, like, baby mama drama. And like Yandy say, if she want to, like, all of a sudden now be involved in his life a little bit more, she is entitled to that, regardless on how everybody feels. She can, like, regardless on what it is, and to not have that baby mama drama, like, let her do it.
She's not saying she wants to share. Like, she's trying to take him full-time and just him getting on the weekend, which I don't think that's fair. If you want to be more involved in your child's life, and I've had the child completely by myself all this time, I think, if anything, it should split down to 50-50. I don't think it should split down to his primary custody is with you and I only have him on the weekends, because that's not fair to me nor the child.
Right.
A child goes through
a
lot, switching completely from one household to another. That's drastic on the child. That affects them.
Yeah.
You can't do that. That's unfair.
If she ain't came and got her child now, the bitch ain't going to come get him. She's just bluffing. Yeah, your child damn near 50 years old. Girl, bye. Bye, Felicia.
But I will say, Yandy went about it in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
See, Yandy went about it in the right way, trying to get, you know, to the bottom of it and try to get something worked out with the whole situation. Maybe they just did this whole thing for, you know, publicity or, I don't know, you know, like, more attention, because they never had any drama. They just seemed so happy and, you know what I mean? So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
Thinking,
I didn't like
thinking
it.
Thinking of, I like them because, you know, y'all know my whole, well, you, Angela, on my situation. That's why I actually started liking Andy, because at first I didn't, because I was like a big Chrissy fan.
I didn't like her either,
because
I was Chrissy fan.
Girl, Chrissy is my dog. Whoop, but, anywho, I actually, y'all know me. I'm going Google. I'm private eye. I can find everybody, mommy and their daddy, address, criminal record, and everything. So I found Mandisa's court records, right? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I need a SETI. Can I get a round of applause? I got the real life federal document.
You need help.
She's so late. You're too late. I'm mad. But no, for I got the federal documents or whatever. His brother signed to 5 years. Wait, 5 or 20? I think it was 5 years. It's on my phone somewhere. But I probably should have had it up for you guys. But I was saying that after looking at his documents and seeing that this nigga still could be facing up 20 years, you just don't know. I wouldn't have probably wouldn't have had another baby. Because that's a lot of stress. Even though she has the money, of course, to take care of her child on her own, just the thought of your children not having a daddy, oh, Lord, that hurts. So, to me, teacher's own, but Yandy, LaMama, I would slow down a little bit. Make sure you get this case knocked out first, because he could just get up and go to jail at any time and spend 20, 30 years in jail, because with federal cases, it's not like I can say, okay, well, I'm going to plead guilty. All right, let's agree to 6 years. No, they have a chart. They're going to go by your criminal history. They're going to go by what's going on in that case. If guns were involved, if drugs were involved, money was involved, how much money. how much drugs, what kind of drugs, if a gun was shot, like everything, and that can just add on more and more time. And even though the probation people might say, okay, well, here, let him do 10 years. The judge might say, no, I think he should do 20, and your ass doing 20. So she should have just kind of slowed down and waited to see what would happen, because you already got one child with him. You don't need two kids out of daddy.
That's true.
Amen, please, Sister Ree. Anywho, it is time for a music break. So we're going to go ahead and go into our music break, then we'll be back with today's topic.
Yes, yes, yes.
Say, baby, let's feed back, cut your phone off, then light up that throat for me. I need you to pack half of that snapper what's in my thigh phone, then pull up a phone for me. We about to take a ride, ain't no telling where we going. We about to take a ride, we just cruising through the city. What up, we about to take
a ride. I'm a rapper and a real nigga, so I know you gon' fuck with it. Blow a cup of honey on ya. Ain't trippin', I got plenty. Pull my lean while I roll this blunt up. I call you my little rider, cause baby, you're a honey. I'm loving how you coming, and I'm feeling your little swag. Every time you hit the scene, you make all the hoes mad. When I shop, I buy you bags. Gucci, Louis, Prada. Stay round, you can holler. I ain't trippin', cause I got her. Say, little mama, you my baby, and you call me your little boo. Girl, turn off that phone, cause tonight is me and you. Never roll with a real nigga, this your first time. Rest in peace to that pussy when I get between them thighs. I'ma get it.
Feed back, put your phone off, then light up that throat for me. I need you to put half of that snapper what's in my thigh phone, then pull up a phone for me. We about to take a ride, ain't no telling where we going. We about to take a ride. We just cruising through the city. What up? We about to take a ride.
What's down with you? You riding or chilling? 69 Wildcat, the bitch missing the ceiling. Ready thugging all these hoes. He missing his feelings. Run that G shit in her ear, then I give her the business. We just floating through the city, riding and sipping. Big stupid ass tool, I promise no slipping. Big girl, take it off, stop squirming and flinching. Two $100 bills, baby, stop tripping. Can you take it? Can you take it? Let me know it's real. Name tatted on her stomach, so you know it's real. Shit, how you feel? Can you keep it real? If I swerve rolling a blunt, will you catch the wheel? I ain't trying to do no arguing, I just want to chill. See me diving in that pussy, going for the kill. If I'm fucking with you tough, I just might pay a bill. That's my gratitude, I'm just keeping it real.
Feedback, put your phone up, then light up that throat for me. I need you to put half of that snapper what's in my thigh phone, then pull up a phone for me. We about to take a ride, ain't no telling where we going. We about to take a ride. We just cruising through the city. What up? We about to take a ride.
A long time coming since high school, you turn into a grown, fine woman. Just look me in my eyes, bet you gon' find something. Whatever's on your mind, mama, I don't mind nothing. I don't mind running now. It's been a while since I've been chasing you. Was all worth it though. I finally get to lay with you and play with you. So play for girl, let's park some Twitter after dark. I'm kinda anxious though. You probably catch a passion mark, no slacking off. I never once upon a time thought I'd get to witness Victoria's Secret's telling all of your business. You moving and moaning after all of my kisses. I play Santa Claus, mama, show me your wish list. And I'ma call you when the party in. Then I'm coming to your crib and come up out this part again. You gon' take your clothes off, climb up on the ottoman. I'm wondering what's the screaming all about. Mom, I'm hauling in. So turn the music up. We can probably slow dance, so you can light some candles up. And we can try to romance, so you can set the cameras up. Then use no hands, I fully understand. It's just a perk to being your man. Yeah. Instead of scrambling eggs and breakfast in bed, we waking up, sweating instead and shaking your legs. The neighbors knocking, waking the dead. This for all the times that I wish you was here in the morning. Yeah, in the morning. Wish you was here in the morning. Yeah. My thoughts out loud. Yeah, shit up in my head. Should have been said it like a long time ago, man. Yeah, yeah. I pray to God for tomorrow. Just got paid, but I need some time to borrow. Still here, friends disappearing by the carload. Only live once though. Learned that from Marlo. Still trying to be a star though. Either that or anything niggas dream about. But who gonna be the one to come and take the king out? I'm screaming now while I'm standing on the balcony. Don't wanna get big and have a nigga Malcolm me. So I listen to the teachers and the faculty on Sundays. Listen to what the pastor preach. Thank God for family. We facing so much tragedy. Hoping forever after so happily. Lavishly a masterpiece. Hard times though, throw them in the back of me. 1D backseat full of everything that I don't need. Yeah, and I'm hoping my lady won't leave. Once she look at the table and see everything I don't bring. To get her to stay, she gon' need more reasons. They say a five-star chick gon' need the four seasons. The fabulous life, room for more breathing. Can't fake and say you love her when you don't mean it. And she know all about me now, the truth hurts. And every time she doubt me now, she shoot first. Can't tell I changed, she need proof first. The devil in the dress need a new purse. This ain't the game of point guards and sinners. Though we all point to God cause we sinners. I point to the past like remember. The point of it all, ain't no point of you just frontin' in the mirror. And I know I was hurting her when looking back. Plus I know deep inside she gon' get me back. Cause damn, I know revenge sweet. But it ain't a better feeling than when your ends meet. And all the hoes watching, all your friends see. I never knew expensive taste could be so bittersweet. I swear I did it all for you. Look what fame bought me. All the money I made, all the change it brought me. The pain it cost, I'm feeling damn foolish. Used to be closer than my fam though, Cam Newton. Yeah, and all my friends be saying I'm messing up. It's crazy how the game can come along and get the best of us. Damn, what the lesson was. I'll be your Allen now, just tell me what your question was. Cause we can work it out and fix whatever's left of us. Take you to your favorite shop, all your favorite restaurants. Deep down, I know you wanna see the beach too. Nowadays, we barely speak when I see you. Would have took away the cameras for a redo. But God bless the chick I get a ring to.
Respect a nigga mind, or you don't respect his name. Bitch, I'm really about it, nigga, you be lame. Living all the shit I talk about up in my rhymes. Ask a nigga about me, they gon' tell you he ain't lying. You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house is.
Yeah.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really about that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house
you
is.
You love
games and a nigga don't play around. I say it be
so I gotta keep that K around. Pussy niggas shot at me and wanted to be over now. Soon as I catch that nigga slipping, I'ma spray him down. Bucking with them niggas like them niggas, they gon' ride for you. When I come to bustin', bet they ain't gon' wanna die for you. Now you sure you wanna be a gangster? Yeah, I thought so. Hit you with the 40, knock your meat up out your taco. Talking all that shit that you ain't bought, shut the fuck up. Keep a super circle, play with me and you get wet up. If you love your hood, throw your motherfucking set up. I'm on another level, y'all niggas better catch up. I be going ham, so call me MC Hammer. Hide this nigga out, I'm on fire like a candle. Bitch, I'm from the hood, so I be on that street shit. Yeah, I'm fucking ready, nigga, bow ENT, bitch. You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house is.
Yeah.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house is.
Yeah.
I'm the sickest in the city, hands down. Y'all funny, that's why I be laughing at you clowns. Niggas say they fucking with me, bump that shit down. Whoever feel offended, nigga, we can catch a round. Nigga, we can catch a round. Nigga, that ain't nothing new to me. Ain't nothing between us but space and opportunity. Shit real when it's me. Bitches gon' be you or me. I'ma get you first, cause I ain't tryna rest in peace. I heard a nigga looking for me, I been riding around. Hit him with the cake, make his body do his chopper style. You know what it is, I'm official, bitch, I'm certified. Fucking with my money, nigga, it's gon' be a homicide. I'm a soldier, I ain't gotta wear no camouflage. I know you fakers, you can't even look me in my eyes. Some of my niggas let they hoes take them off they grind. Money over bitches, so that mean it ain't no stopping, man. Poke at you, let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house is.
Yeah.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
You let niggas talk that, but y'all ain't really bout that.
No.
Bitch, don't be surprised when I pop up where your house is.
Yeah.
And we're back from an amazing music break. Shout out to Fats Domino and Lil Pokey.
And is our honorary host.
Yes, Fats Domino is like our honorary host, right?
Okay. He's true. We know you're listening. Hey, Fats, what's up? Oh, man.
Okay.
What up,
so we're going to jump into today's topic.
Who are the fellas?
Today's
are
topic
you listening?
Is how to tell you topic.
Oh, the topic is when is giving up the candy too soon? And we all know what the candy is. That cool pappy, that vajayjay. That boom boom.
Really? Who said Cool Pappy though? Who calls it?
Girl, you heard of Cool Pappy?
Cool Pappy.
You're from the country. You ain't heard of Cool Pappy.
I've never heard of Cool Pappy.
The Cool Pappy. You know.
Anywho,
that's
so when is giving up the candy too early? Too. So, Desi, what do you think is too soon?
Why I can't go?
Wait, but I'm all ears. Like, I'm ready to see what she's going to say.
Y'all want me to go first? Y'all know I have always nothing but ignorant stuff to say, but I can go first if y'all really want me to.
You know what? We need laughter. You got it. Go ahead, Esther.
Okay.
We know you're going to say something off the wall.
I would say giving up the candy depends on what you actually want out of the relationship. Now, I don't care what nobody say. When a woman meets a man, she knows off the top of her head, yes, this is somebody I want to sleep with. No, this is not nobody I want to sleep with. Not to say she's going to do it right this day, but she knows she's going to do it sooner or later. Okay, so after that, we're going to go into, when you sleep with somebody on the first night, if I didn't want anything but sex from them, probably so. It's a good fucking chance. I'm not going to say no. I can be drunk. Who the hell knows yet? I mean, you never know. I'm not saying I will, but I'm not saying I won't. After Patron and Hennessy, who's to say who is to say? Your better judgment decisions don't really happen at those points in your life.
That liquor.
Now, if this is somebody I actually, you know, really like, then, you know, I might wait a couple of phone calls and outings.
Wait a minute, I thought you said phone call.
No, I mean, like, you know, a little consistency and, you know, this little thing that we call talking. I'm not going to promise you 30 days, because 30 days is a long time if it's somebody that you're seeing on an everyday basis, you know.
Mm-hmm. Especially when they're attractive.
And if it's somebody like you're seeing, like, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, then I understand people who do that whole 90-day thing, but I really don't, because I think it's stupid, because just because you make him wait 90 days don't make you more worthy than somebody who made him wait a week. Because you still could be not shit. You could be 90 days worth of not shit.
Excuse me. I have a very, very, very strong feeling that Steady J has a lot to say, because he's fucking hell on everything you say. Baby, he is clapping like, yes, Angela. Speak, Angela. Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's just all I have to say. I don't know about you guys, but what about you? What do you think of my ideas? Yay, nay? Is there confusion?
I agree with you. That was some good stuff, girl. That was some real good stuff.
That's because you're nasty.
That's a what? Hold up, girl. What you say? Hey, now. I ain't nasty, girl. I'm every man's
standard.
Shut up. But you did make a lot of sense. That was very, very well spoken. I liked it.
Thank you. I try.
The applause was much needed. That was cool. Even though Sadie J applauded after every word you said, but yeah. It was cool. Okay, Desi, we're back on you.
Silence. I mean, look, okay, for all the fellas, okay, I've never been the type of person that had, like, a rule, like the little three-month rule, the little, like, it just depends on the person.
Betty.
Oh, my God.
Thanks,
It depends on the person. If the chemistry is good and we can, like, vibing and the time is right, then I've never had, like, a rule, but me personally, I would kind of hold out just to see, like, where it's going, just to see, like, what he really want and what he kind of expects from it. Just for myself, respecting myself and, like, my values, whatever. I'm not the type like, I don't just, like, go out and just, like, pop it because I drink a lot of Patron and Hennessy. Like, nah, I don't do that. But, I don't know. If he looking good, like Angela said, we know right off the bat. If he looking good and, like, the chemistry is right, I'll go ahead and have one night. I ain't gonna lie. I would, but. You know what? I'm not about. She's killing me with these clapping. Just a round of applause.
Okay, so my question now, after you said you will have one night, so, like, if you do have a one night stand with this person, do you think it would be more than that, or would you just leave it at one night? Like, you would dare call him again, lose his number, or would you want more from it?
I mean, I've been in this situation before. I don't know if y'all remember the 12 night moves on 1960.
Yeah.
I met this dude, and we was like, we had sex like that. Like, the next night, not that same night, that Friday night, but it was, like, a couple of days after, whatever. And we was actually, like, in a relationship after. Like, we had grew. So, I don't know. It just depends on the person. Like, I ain't going to be out there trying to, like, have sex with just, like, some bumming-ass nigga. No. It got to be somebody that's just, like, you know, on some deep stuff, like, responsible, 9 to 5, got, you know, a good head on his shoulders. I mean, you can't be, like, no bum nigga or just, like, some thug wannabe dude, but
I don't know. We was in a relationship. It just depends on the person. That's all.
Huh.
What if was it? She's done, city.
Whatever, city. I ain't got something to say. The cricket. Whatever. Whatever.
You, city, you low key kind of ratchet, though.
I'm just joking. I'm sorry.
He is, though, because listening to the parts that he was applauding on.
I know.
On the
like,
ratchet
really
part.
Dang, was it a bad thing that I was in a relationship with him, Teddy? Really? Like, we was together for, like, 2-3 years after that. Like, it wasn't like,
really?
I can't stand it. Whatever, Teddy. Get you.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, Ree, so what you got?
What was it? Okay, when is giving up the king? I had to think about it, okay? Y'all don't do me. I'm still working on baby brain. Y'all kids is older, okay? I'm with Angela. You know that whole, cause, you know, I have brothers. I was raised with my brothers, so I have some boyish ways about me. And I look at dudes like, dudes looking at girls like, damn, I fuck her. I look at dudes like, he can get it. Okay. So, I mean, not necessarily saying that you won't get it just because I looked at you and thought that, but that's how I look at dudes. Yeah, you're a piece of meat to me. It's okay. It's cool. I'm a piece of meat to you, too, sometimes. But punch him in the face. Can we get, like, a little punching sound? But I think it depends because I honestly have made guys. Stuff you.
Bye,
see, I'm not going to say I've made them wait, but guys have waited anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. I know the 3 years sounds extreme, but there were other circumstances of long distance, too, so that made it seem like longer. But I haven't had, you know, one night stand. I'm married. I got to say it. It's not going to happen now. I was going to say, I ain't going to say it ain't going to happen, but yeah, it may not happen, dumb. My bad. Ooh, I need to start talking slow. I think it just depends on a person and what you give. If it is about just getting a little cutty, you might just be a cutty buddy. So, hell, I know I got that good. So, if I do sleep with you on the first day, you coming back. So, it depends on what I want out of you. And who, me?
Yes. What I do? Well, yeah, I know that they're good, so no.
Yeah. But no, it just depends. Like, I ain't just saying, like, you have to wait. Like, Joan on Girlfriends, you had to wait the 3 months rule or 90-day thing. And also with the Thing Like a Man 2, or Thing Like a Man 1, where Megan Good had the guy waiting the 30 days or whatever. Child, look, I can't even keep up with numbers like that to be saying when we started talking or when we even got together, how many dates we've been on. It is what it is. I'm just going to easy whenever I feel like giving it to me. That, I mean, that's just, there's no number on it. Who says that? I think it's kind of dingy to be like 3 months. You just wait 3 months or wait a year, wait this, wait that. No, like, we're grown now. People are fucking, goddamn it. You know what I mean? It just happens. It's fun. So, do you. Just use protection. If you do it on the first day, strap up. You do it on the second day, third day, whatever. Just strap up. Thank you.
I just, in my opinion, I don't think it's a too soon. I think it's a you should do it when you're ready. Like, don't be pressured into doing it. Just do it when you are ready to do it. Whether, you know, the other person that you're dealing with wants it or not, you should just wait for yourself versus waiting on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Or forcing it. Don't force it.
Yeah. Just let it flow, Joe. And then them dudes, they'll be like, they'll be trying to get the candy soon. And they'll be saying that, let me just put the head in. Sure. The head. You know it's going to go a little bit further than that. Y'all need to stop playing.
Don't. Do not.
I
don't know.
Maybe
it
turns into a full-blown sex thing. Don't do it. Mm-mm.
I'm crying.
But honestly, though, like, for real, like, I was in a situation, like, what, 6 years ago? Like, 7 years ago? Like, it's been, like, a good... I don't know, it's just kind of funny because I used to be the type that I didn't have a rule, but I just knew, like, sex wasn't my priority, like, in a relationship. Like, my priority in a relationship was, like, really to get to know, like, the person, you know what I mean? Like, I really wanted to, like, befriend that gentleman, you know, at that time. And I really wanted to just, like, see what his head was because I was on a whole nother, like, on a whole nother maturity level at that time or whatever. And I had to be, like, 21, 22, something like that. But the thing is, like, my point where I'm trying to get is, like, the dudes, for some reason, they always be like, man, we've been talking all this time. Like, damn, when are we going to fuck? Instantly, that's just, like, a turnoff because I feel like, what's the rush? Yeah. Like, we kick in, get to know each other. Like, damn, nigga, I ain't even seen your mama yet. You want to, like, get in my ass? Really? Yeah, bitch, let me see where you come from. Like, let me see where your head at. Like, let me see where you come. Let me see your upbringing. Because, like, the other topic that we had.
Did you have to see
it?
You gotta meet his mama to have sex with him. I don't give a damn about your mama.
Let me say something.
Nobody got nothing to do with me.
I do. Because one dude, his mama was like, oh, well, just don't put my son in jail. Bitch, I need to see where you're headed, your upbringing. Like, your past and your background matters. Like, I ain't trying to have sex with no nigga that's crazy on some psycho-type stuff. You got issues in your past that come up in what we got going on. Like, I just, it ain't
that. You're taking the fun out of sex. You make it into some real-life dealings.
No, I ain't. Back then, like, I was, like, really, really, really young. And I could say, like, yeah, they was hustlers. They was, like, on the street corner, like, all that Young Jeezy stuff. Yeah, they was. But I was just like, I didn't see, like, what the... Yeah, the way I say, playing that coke. Like, yeah, I know what a trap house.
Yeah,
I've been in a trap house. Like, I know that stuff.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Thank you. The nigga just started having one night stand. She wanted to meet his whole family. Lord have mercy.
Damn right. Look,
Silly.
It's just, you know.
I feel it though, girl. Go ahead, girl.
I just never knew, like, what was the rush. Like, I never understood that. That's why I'm with my fiance now, because it took us a good little minute before doing anything. So, and it worked out for us. So, like, ain't nothing wrong with keeping that cookie in a cookie jar. I'm so serious. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
There's a JJ.
Just too much going on.
Okay, do you have any
callers,
Freddie?
Like,
hello.
Yeah, first caller. Y'all know our little special co-host will always be checking in. Facts, what's up?
Facts.
What's good, man?
Hey, we like your song. Get it. Whoop, whoop. I'm still waiting on my CD, though.
Man, y'all some thugs, man.
No.
Just listening to y'all talk, man. Y'all are like some real life thugs.
How are we some thugs who we just honest? We ain't talking about shanking nobody, beating up on nobody. We ain't no thugs. I'm talking about.
I ain't never heard no, chicks just get down like that. Like,
that's because they lie.
The verbiage. Not really, it's the verbiage
perverted.
That you use.
What's wrong with the verbiage?
Desi said something about getting in some ass. Riri said, I know I got that good, and she didn't laugh afterwards, which means she's serious. And
oh, my God.
You started it off. Too straightforward, but it's definitely appreciated.
At least we don't beat the bush.
Yeah, y'all beat the bush up.
I don't think we're supposed to be beating the bush up. So, what is your take on the topic?
I just feel like this topic and how y'all kind of explained it, it's become a bit like elementary as far as how you deal with it, what people say, what they think, for the simple fact that, I mean, it's really not important. It's on you. And for the most part, everybody has experienced the wait, the first night, in both cases, you can't really, you can't figure out a study or a formula, because in both cases, you probably been through it where it didn't work out. And in some cases, you wasn't even expecting it to work out, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely not a time thing. Definitely not, but this topic did make me think about a time thing as far as protection is concerned. Now, that's a total different monster when you think about it as far as time, and as when we go not use protection. And I know some people who do that first night because they just don't care, and then...
That's nasty. That's just filthy. Just think about it. If a dude be like, hey, the condoms make you feel bad, though. Come on, I like the real feeling. Come on now, I don't want to use a condom. Just think.
Take two seconds
and think, how many bitches you told that to? Ooh, that dick.
Exactly.
Hurt.
Uh-uh. That is such a turn on. I'd be like, oh, let me get up. I got to go get on my phone. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, my stomach hurts. Can we do this later?
Really? You
yeah,
good.
I know I'm good for lying. My ass will lie so good. Oh, my God. Oh, man. That's nasty.
It all depends on the woman, though, right?
Even the topic of the night.
That is
true. It kind of does depend on the woman.
I think
with that one. Because a man can be ready at day one, but if the woman ain't ready, it's not going to happen.
Be ready to do it just because, like, he cannot be attracted to you.
He just going to do it because if he don't have a face, he going to get it from the back.
Wow. Did he just have a hand clap ready for that?
I probably caught him off guard with it. Oh, my Lord.
But, like, another thing, like, I think it's kind of the same, like, as far as, like, oral sex. Some people be like, you know, your real name. They just jump off into, I want to put my tongue here and do this and that. And that's not appealing to me because I feel like you've done that to everybody and your tongue is probably filthy. Like, you can't stick your tongue everywhere. That's nasty.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't even
kiss me. I had a discussion with one of my boys about that. He kind of did it to a girl after the club. She was, like, dancing all night.
I bet she was sweaty and salty.
I bet that shit was
sorry. Ain't nobody got time for that.
On it. No. Still got a little pee on it.
Wow.
Hell no.
She say a little pee.
Why? You got to go to the restroom. You be drunk. You try to stroll across the corner.
What's going on?
What's your friend say though? Finish the story, Fab. What did he say about it?
Wow, he say he was drunk.
I bet he got sober real quick.
He say he ain't remember nothing.
Killed his buzz. Oh Lord.
He said he didn't remember nothing, but he remembered that he ate her out.
He lying. I know he lying.
He gotta remember something. I need more than this.
His friend was telling him the story when he realized what he was going to say. He had to act like he
hell yeah. He just stopped. I be doing that shit too.
I don't know if I heard y'all talk about, I think the with y'all's topic tonight, one of the biggest issues has always been how will you be looked at if you did it, if you gave it up too early, or if you waited, what's the perception?
Like I was before?
Yeah. Grown ass men don't knock you for doing what you want to do. You're a grown ass woman. But I think if you make them.
That was worth the clap. That was worth the clap.
Yeah. I think if you first night, you'd be like, nah, you can wait. You know, it's not even about all the dishes anymore. It's about, damn, I wonder how good it's going to be when I get it. It kind of makes you want it a little more. So it just depends on the situation and who the person is. Because if you're just a mud duck for the night and you don't give it to him that night, he ain't calling you tomorrow.
Where's Daisy at?
I have
said the silence. Listen, y'all, too long being ratchet. So
wow.
I think I
we need a real answer, man.
They okay. No, I mean y'all all have some good answers. I definitely agree with me. Kind of like a collection of stuff I agree with.
Me personally,
so, they always think that guys don't make the women wait. Like, people don't understand that. Sometimes we make y'all wait, too.
Bullshit.
And I wish you would make me wait, too. Got me fucked up.
I love my lesson with certain women you make wait because they go crazy. This one girl, I was just chilling. And she like called me and she said, oh my God, you don't know what I want you to do to me last night. It's like, whoa, like, y'all worse than us sometimes, too. Y'all can be worse than us. And
man, you make me wait. I might not talk to you no more.
No. But it go back again. It go just like how the women say, sometimes, you know, if it's worth it, they go wait. And then they see,
man,
hey, they waited. They say, oh, okay, I'm glad I waited.
I waited one time in my life.
I would never wait again because that shit was disappointing and a waste of waiting.
I know mine ain't gonna be wet if you wait on me, but it's a possibility you might be wet because dudes don't realize they say things is not what they think it is. And,
yeah.
Oh, head game be horrible
and all.
Y'all don't be understanding.
And then they try to tell them what to do. Like, they don't
listen. But you making them noises. Nigga, that
was comfort your ass. That was to make you feel
better. I could have comfort you. You can tell right now. How
awkward would it be? But no, listen. Tell me, how awkward would it be?
No, you can't.
Why? Then what? If I'd have been honest and just been quiet, then what you would have did?
Do y'all fake the leg shake?
But this is all I'm saying. Sometimes you know you ain't. You was just in and out. Sometimes you do your thing. I know I ain't.
I think I know what Teddy was
talking about though.
Oh, my Lord.
Like, but it's probably the same. I'm pretty sure women go through it far more than men. I think women wait because dudes go crazy. And that's why dudes don't necessarily wait. Dudes just kind of, like, tell themselves they not going to do it and end up still doing it.
That's what you have to me, man.
Yeah.
Sad,
yeah, dudes
sad,
know.
Sad.
Like, man, nah, I ain't gonna even. I can pass up on this one because she might be a killer for real.
Well, it don't be that, bro. It be more so. Sometimes you be on some changing type of stuff, and you be like, all right, I'm gonna try to not be a thot this time. But then if they just keep on playing with you, you be like, all right, man. I'm only not be able to be a thot for someone wrong
if
you're playing.
Thought it is.
Thought
it is. You a thot?
Oh,
man.
Hey, I'm not, everybody got that thottish moment. I have my thottish moments here and there. I've been good. I've been a virgin for 2015, so that's good. that's a long time, man. This was 27 days.
Nigga, 27 days.
27 days in 2015. That's pretty good.
So I ain't had sex since last year.
You're right, man. That's a long time ago.
Oh,
we can't all say the same
Woo.
Thing.
Oh,
on that note, so, in closing argument, have sex when you're fucking ready to have sex, people. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and at I am Model Angela. Okay.
She said it.
Oh.
But
I was gonna make one more quote about that. I mean, if y'all seen that Eddie Murphy Raw movie, it's just a quick quote. What did he say? He said, "When a woman make y'all wait." It's like eating a Ritz cracker. You one of them hungry people from Africa. If you ain't had no food forever, you eat that Ritz cracker. It's gonna be the best dairy cracker you ever ate. So of course you're gonna be like,
not
"Oh, I waited all this time, man. Shit, if you been waiting that damn long, 90 days or whatever, you ain't had none, and you've been wanting something the whole time. Oh, it's gonna feel like it's the best sex ever."
Not necessarily, but you guys, it has been a wonderful. Show tonight. I think it was very, very good. I want to thank the
yes.
listeners.
Y'all
were
awesome.
Thank you, Fats, for being an honorary co-host. your music was jamming. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Houston_Riri, RIRI. I believe my Instagram is the same thing. I have changed my Facebook, so if you go on to Houston I Am, you'll see like a little link to the new page. You just click it and I'll add you. I'm not going to put my government out on the radio, but, yeah, it's under my government name now. So, thanks for listening.
Okay. And when you, I'm going to call you out about something, too. When you get back in front of the camera, because I saw some of the pictures, ma'am, and, okay, I was going to say I see.
Oh, me?
I was like, hey, are you? You.
Oh,
I'm like, Houston, I'm like, over there, I'm like, I'm, you know, I'm looking over there.
You know, I'm going to do some photos one day. I just really fell off the whole wanting to be a model thing. But I'm going to get back on it, you know. I had a baby, y'all. Come on, my baby won. Give me some time to come back.
All right. We're going to give you some time. We just let you know we see you.
Oh, yeah. So if you do pictures, you're a photographer, and you're really good. Yes. Hit us up. Follow us. We might work with you guys. Dizzy?
All right, y'all can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at dimp87dimp87. Appreciate the love on tonight. Make sure you support Fats Domino. He is the true and real lyricist of H-Town. Make sure y'all do that. And I'll see you guys same time, same place next week.
Fats?
You know, I ain't never done that, man.
You know,
I was gonna say it. I actually got this new track coming out tomorrow, man. I'm gonna make sure I send that to y'all. But other than that, I don't like being followed. I don't like TBT. Like Andrea.
Let me live.
Andrea's a cheat.
I have one note make to the listeners. I am making it easier for y'all to get to the link for the Glitz and Glamour radio show. So every episode from here on out, the link to the fan page will be on the description. All you can do is click, it's going to take you straight to it. So go to it, you'll see. So if you have a topic you want to tell the team about to talk about the show, contact them at their fan page. That's facebook.com, Glitz and Glamour Radio. It starts exactly the way it's in the English dictionary. So there you go. Follow, show them some love. Don't be acting thirsty, trying to hook up with them all down there. Show some love.
Childish.
Yeah, because we're rude. We might get your feelings hurt.
Hey,
no,
it's something
that,
girl.
Cute, so we might be like, hey.
Girl, you sound good, girl. I'm trying to get with you. How can I get with y'all? You know, looking ass.
Send me a check.
Good night.
He gonna say, he's going to give you a check, right? He's going to give you a check or something, dude.
Nah, he'll keep that. Just send me the check.